The Angels have struggled on the road this season, 12-20 coming in, but Albert Pujols and company hoping to take 2 of 3 in Detroit. They were down early, 1-0, with Nicholas Castellanos facing J.C. Ramirez.
There's a swing and a fly ball, right field off the bat of Castellanos, deep going back, Calhoun looking up, it's gone, a home run! Just kept carrying into the front row at the 365 marker, home run number 6 for Nick. And the Tigers lead it 2-0 in the second.
Now originally that's how we saw Nick. He had that inside out swing, the front arm hitting. We haven't seen that for a while, but just got over the 365 mark for a home run, and fans are happy about that. We are too, and it's a Fago home run, the original party pop for over 100 years.
And that's a good, simple way of figuring out how good a pitcher, how effective a pitcher is. You want the soft contact,
sure,
right?
Yeah, that's big time.
And he's top 5 in the major leagues in getting soft contact. Line drive here is a base hit to right. Gradual is going to be waved around third, and he will score. Over to third goes Simmons, and all of a sudden, we've got a tie game. Line drive single off the bat of Cole Calhoun.
Danny tried another changeup, but he was all over that baby.
Glove on the left knee, ball behind the back. Shane Green looks in to get the sign from his catcher, Avila. 2-0 on Revere, big runner to Strand at third, the 2-0. Swinging the line drive, center field slicing on the run is Romine. He's going to dive, and he made the catch! Wow! Fooled by how hard it was hit, Romine kicked it into another gear, left his feet, laid out, and took extra bases away from Revere and 2 runs away from the Angels.
Boy, that is a highlight forever. What a great play.
Crowd on their feet as Romine comes back into the dugout. Fantastic defense. To end the fifth inning and save a couple of runs. First pitch from Leon to C.J. Krohn. Ground ball, base hit into left field. Into score comes Simon. Calhoun rounding third, coming home. That throw will come all the way through, but it'll make it easily. 2-run single for C.J. Krohn. And those are 2 gigantic runs for the Angels. They lead it 7-4.
No doubt about it. I mean, he jumped all over the first fastball and drilled it into left field. Man, oh, man.
The 3-2, swing the ground ball up the middle, pass to diving Machado into center, and 2 more runs for the Angels.
My goodness.
2-run single for Espinoza, a 10-4 lead for Los Angeles.
Well, this is something. Routine ground ball finds a hole. They're halfway. Ball gets into center field easily. That had that top spin on. Looked like it got faster the further out it went.
Krohn and Robinson score. And for the second time in 3 innings, the Angels will bat around.
They would go on to win it 11-4 and take 2 of 3 in the series. Andrelton Simmons, Danny Espinoza, and Eric Young Jr. all had 3 hits. J.C. Ramirez, 4 runs on 10 hits, but he gets the win. The Angels have won 7 of his last 9 starts. The Angels' bullpen, 4 scoreless innings and 7 strikeouts. The Tigers had a chance to get over 500 with a win. Brad Ausmus spoke after the game.
I mean, it was a heck of a baseball game for them, not so much for us. Michael just didn't have as good off speed today. Didn't have as good changeup, a good slider. We got our hits, got off to an early lead, but after that, it was pretty much all Angels. Yeah, we're still swinging the bats well. We pretty much have for about a week now. Let's hope we carry it over into Boston. Actually, we got a lot of clutches. We had 2 RBIs early, but let's give credit where credit's due. The Angels, their offense came alive. They got hits when they needed to. They had hits with men on base. They went up and down the lineup. Everyone pretty much contributed, so it was all them.
With Michael Fulmer, it's almost like, we're spoiled because it seems like every time he goes out there, he gives you, at least 7 innings or close to a quality start. What, in your opinion, do you feel as though this is just bound to happen? You're going to have one day where maybe it's just not all clicking for you?
Yeah, this is a blip on the radar. I'm not even remotely concerned about it. They were making contact on him even early. He wasn't getting a lot of swings and misses. I just don't think he had his best changeup and slider, like I mentioned earlier, because when he does, you see a lot more swings and misses. And even the best pitchers in the game have off days.
I wanted to ask you about Justin Verlander. I knew through the bullpen today. What's the latest with JV?
Nothing. There's really nothing to report. He felt good during the bullpen, and he's going to we're going to see how it feels tomorrow. The 24-hour period, you kind of see how it feels the next day. He felt good a few hours after throwing the bullpen. So all signs are positive, but we just want to cross our T's and dot our I's.
There was a report that Verhagen got scratched. So is that just precautionary in case you need him for Saturday?
Oh, yeah.
And as far as James McCann, if he is activated tomorrow, will there be a Do you make a move tonight or you wait till tomorrow?
There's no move tonight. So when that happens, we'll let you know.
Michael Fulmer cruised through the first two innings, but then ran into trouble, and he falls to 6-4 on the season, and he spoke afterwards.
Some days you just, whatever you throw, they just get hit. I feel like I made some good pitches, felt like I made some bad pitches, and they hit both of them. So sometimes you just got to tip your cap to them. I don't know if I was tipping or, you know, obviously my sinker wasn't sinking much, it was more running, so I got in on a couple guys, just found holes, and but ultimately they hit the ball hard and just kind of strung together a lot of hits there in the fifth. Can't explain it really. I know, Calhoun threw him three straight changeups, and the one he hit down the line was a good changeup down and away. I know Eric Young, he hit an 0-1 slider down and in right where I wanted to throw it, and he hooked it down the right field line too. It's one of those, and I feel like I think Gratterall, I looked at that pitch. It was a two-seam that literally probably 6 to 8 inches off the plate in, and he got to it, a little infield single, but it's a single nonetheless. So, everybody has those days, I feel like, and it's unfortunate to have it. I feel like I let the team down. The offense did their job, defense did their job, but ultimately you just got to tip your cap to those guys.
You said you don't know if you were tipping. I mean, do you have a sense that maybe – you were tipping your pitches, or?
I can only go off, and I don't mean to sound this in a cocky way by any means, but I've just never been hit that hard, collectively together like that. So I don't know. I'm going to have to go back and watch video tomorrow and see if not. But like I said, you gotta tip their cap to them. They came out very aggressive and didn't really get too many two-strike counts. They were just putting balls hard in play.
Up next, the Tigers head to Boston for a three-game set with the Red Sox. It's Jordan Zimmermann getting the start in the opener against Brian Johnson.